Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Robin Allen, thank you so much for joining us. Such a great song.
Is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you, and all that is within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you, Lord. I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone, every breath that I take. Every moment I'm away, Lord, have thy way. Have thy way.
For joining us. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you so much for joining us today. This is the one and only Reverend Robin Allen, and we thank you, Father God, for just having this opportunity to share with the people across the world. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, and we ask that you just bless the people. Bless the people, Father. Thank you, Father, right now. We've got people from India, from Pakistan, from Africa, from the United States of America, and we thank you right now for joining us. This is the Sisters of the Lord, sistersofthelord.com, and we are coming to you. We've been about 15 years across the world, just to worship the Lord and teach you who you are in Jesus. So thank you so much for joining us today. And I want to just open up today. If you'll turn to your Bibles, turn to your Bible in Proverbs 10, chapter 10, verse 22. And we're going to read a verse today. This is Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. And it says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow with it. Did you note right there that it says the blessing? It isn't a plural word. It's the blessing. And that is what we're going to start studying this month, is the blessing. What is the blessing? Who is the blessing? And so I want to sing a song with you this morning. I've got my little guitar here, and I call her Sister Annie. I have a bigger guitar that's called Sister Susie. But we're going to sing unto the Lord. Oh, I worship you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. As Daniel said unto the Lord, I will trust the Lord, I will only worship you. David praised the Lord with all of his heart. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord. Can you just sing unto the Lord? Praise the Lord. one, yourself, to agree with God's word. You take that step of faith and believe what is in your heart that God will bring it to pass. Because you are the blessed through Jesus. And so now we're going to move on. You know, and what I say here in the lesson, that there are far too many people who go through life carrying a sense of rejection. And in their childhoods, negative words, bad things said over you. Oh, you are nothing. You will never amount to anything. You will never do anything. That is not what God says about you. Perhaps you're one of those people. And I know in a lot of other countries, the women are put down. But you are precious. You are a priceless pearl to the Lord God. And just believe in His word. You don't have to be in poverty. This, the word of God is for you. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. You were healed. I am the healed of the Lord. I am the blessed of the Lord. So don't believe all of that negativity. That's a lie from the devil. He tries to distort, confuse the word of God. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. That means financially, spiritually, bodily, with friends, with anything that you do in life. God says you are more than a conqueror in Christ. More. Not just a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. God says no weapon formed against you will prosper. God says He will supply all your needs according to His riches. His riches, not how hard you work. His riches in Christ Jesus. And He says so much more. In fact, if you put God in the center of your life, He will turn your life around for you. Make God the center. He lives in you. If you know Jesus, Jesus lives in you. Nothing's impossible. The mighty God desired, for God so loved the world, all of us, while we were still lost. All the mighty God has ever wanted was to live in us and give us the garden where Adam lost everything. So Jesus came and He gave us everything back. Now I want you to say this with me. I have been made the head, not the tail. I am more than a conqueror in Christ. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I live above every problem, not beneath it. The Word of God is turning my life around in Jesus' name. Amen. I am here to tell you that we are blessed. The Word of God is our truth, our life, our light in our life. In Romans 15:29, it says, I am sure, and Paul is talking, I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. The fullness, that means the highest degree with no limits. You're a child of the Most High God. The fullness, the blessing of the Lord, God within you. 2 Corinthians. I know this is a lot, but if you want the notes, I will send them to you. Second Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14 through 17. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 through 17. It says, now be thanks unto God, which always, always causes us to triumph in Christ. Not sometimes, not once in a while, but always causes you to triumph, to be victorious in Jesus Christ, and makes manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. Not just, like I said, once in a while, but always. To the one, we are the Savior of death unto death, and to others, the Savior of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which are corrupt the word of God, but as sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Which that means, as Savior, that we are a sweet-smelling aroma, a sweet incense unto God. As we worship and praise him, we're letting off. You know how people burn incense and candles, and I love to smell pretty candles. And we smell them, and that's what the aroma, the odor is going up to God. And he causes us to always triumph, always be victorious. Praise God. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And so we're going to move on. And so every once in a while, listen to me. I want you to say out loud, yell it, say, I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed. And you know, that just makes the devil so mad. That just makes him so mad. Just, I am blessed. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what you feel like. I am blessed. And so you just rejoice and talk to him. But joy, just rejoice, just keep rejoicing. I am blessed. And you know, as in the presence of our Lord is the fullness of joy. So when people are down, you know, the best thing you can do is have compassion. Don't give them pity, but give them compassion and say, I give you my joy. You are blessed. You are blessed. And, you know, that just helps people so much, even when they say, oh, you don't understand. God understands. And so we tell them that they are blessed, because in Romans 8:37, it's one of my favorites, Romans 8:37-39, it says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him. See, we live through Jesus. We're not stuck out here in this world all by ourselves. We are spirit-led. We are not head-led. We are led by our spirit, not by our head. And so he says, Paul says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth ever, ever separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So many times, Reverend Bill, my husband, and I have faced death. And, you know, we have learned to just laugh. I am blessed. Satan, you're a liar. I am blessed. Even if I lose my life, I have won, that I am victorious. And, you know, when you start worshiping the Lord and thanking him, that fear that tries to overtake you leaves. You have power over fear. When you just start praising the Lord, fear means false evidence appearing real. When we are Christians, when we are blessed of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, it lives within us. When you believe Psalms 91, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You're under the wings of God. Picture yourself as a chicken, as underneath her wings, as underneath God's wings, protecting you, no matter what. I've had people pull guns on me. And when we were teenagers traveling, me and my family and my mother and dad, and we were traveling for the Lord, we had a person walk in to the revival and pull a gun. But we didn't fear. We just kept worshiping the Lord because we knew we were blessed of the Lord. And that person ended up giving their heart to the Lord. I want you to yell again, I am blessed. I am blessed. I love you to say that. When I start to, you know, I have those feelings that try to come in. And yesterday I had so much pressure coming in my life that, you know, I start getting quiet before the Lord and letting him take everything, all of my cares away. And so we thank the Lord as he watched over us yesterday and helped us get in with the Lord Jesus. And so God is always looking for us. We thank the Lord Jesus for always being with us, never forsaking us. And as we go on, we shout, we walk in the blessings of God. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Amen. So we thank the Lord right now. We thank God for blessing lives and blessing as we walk in that blessing. For nothing's impossible with the Lord. As you trust in the Lord, remember that. The blessing of the Lord. And we thank the Lord. We thank God that he is blessing the people because he already has come. You know, when Jesus said, and I'm going to kind of jump towards the end, when Jesus cries, it is finished. When he cried, it is finished. When he cried that, that meant that what started with Adam, the curse, that Jesus, he paid. He paid it all. And when he said, it is finished, do you know what that meant? He paid the price for the whole curse, the curse of the law, where Adam messed up. And Jesus gave us back everything in the garden. It is finished. He paid it for you and for me eternally. The one true living final sacrifice. And so we don't live under the law that you have to do, have to do, have to do, have to do. All we have to do is be blessed. Like Adam originally was supposed to live. Adam and Eve lived in the blessing of the Lord. And so Jesus said, it is finished. And he did away with the curse. Amen. We are the blessed of the Lord now. And so I want to encourage you. I know I keep saying that. But I want you to get, because false religion is across this world. I want you to get that in your heart. That it is paid for. He took all sickness and disease. He took all poverty and lack. He took all mental torment. He took all condemnation. He fulfilled the entire law because God knew that we could not live to do all of that. Thank God. We are the blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I thank you. Yes.
praise the Lord. Everyone is rejoicing right now with us. Amen. So I want to encourage you to contact me. You can email me at robin@sistersofthelord.com. And you can go to our website, sistersofthelord.com, and you can start your own chapter. You can start and join us across the world. And we believe, as God leads, that we will come to you one day. But you can be a part of what God is doing. So I want to pray with you today. Remember Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it adds no sorrow. You are blessed through Jesus. And I'm going to pray for you, all of you, right now as we end our service. Praise the Lord. I love all of you. I pray for you. Send me your pictures. I put the pictures up here on the back of my wall. And I pray for everybody every day that joins the Sisters of the Lord. Father God, I thank you, Lord, this day. I thank you, Lord, for blessing our lives. The blessing, you, God, that you live within us. Lord, help the people to retain everything of your word, that you only love them, that you want the very best above and beyond what we could think or ask. So we thank you, precious Abba, our Abba Father God. In Jesus' name, fill them with your Holy Ghost and fire. Thank you, God. Their needs, Lord, I pray for warm blankets coming this winter and for food and above and beyond their provision, God, that they can be blessed to be a blessing. And we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I have to go for now, but thank you so much for joining us. I will be talking to you later. Please feel free to contact me. When I can, I will get back with you. But pray for my husband, Brother Bill, and myself. And pray for the abundance of the blessing to continue in our life. And I love you very much. God bless you. Until next time. Amen.